nice to be here.
Welcome back to Around H-Town on KRBE.
Good morning. Welcome to Around H-Town. Thank you so much for joining us here on KRBE. My name is Maureen Cooper. I'm your host. We have two very special guests with us this morning, Glenn Urbach and Kat Davino from the Down Syndrome Association of Houston. Welcome to the show and welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Great. So for those of us who aren't familiar, I shouldn't say us because I know you guys very well, but for those listening who aren't familiar with the Down Syndrome Association and what you guys do, could you give us a little overview?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization. We were founded in 1974, and we provide programs and services for families who have loved ones that live with Down syndrome, and we also provide direct services to those with Down syndrome. So some of our programs, for instance, we have an adult day program called Education for Life for those adults with Down syndrome to come in anywhere from two to five days a week it's a program that provides instruction, activities, exercise, arts and crafts, math, science. You know, it's a true day program for those with adults with Down syndrome to attend. We also have programs that support families. So we have what's called Congratulations, which is it's a basket full of needed baby items for parents with newborns born with Down syndrome. There's no cost for that. There's books there, resources, wipes, diapers, binkies, everything to kind of get a parent started. We do community groups. A lot of that's online through our Facebook page. It's an opportunity for parents that live in specific areas. Let's say you live in Pearland or you live in the Woodlands or you live in West Houston, to get together with other parents, share information, resources, brag about your kids, ask questions, you know, anything you have in that regard. We have a Club 21, which is a program for young, you know, I would say kids 13 and up, to get together, usually here at the Resource Center around the community, where we have movie nights, we have game nights. It's a chance for these adolescents, young adults with Down syndrome to get together with each other, have fun, give the parents a night off, you know, maybe a date night, a respite night. We do education workshops throughout the community. I know Kat's going somewhere, I think this week, to kind of educate others about Down syndrome, the resources available. We have an information and resource center people can call up. If they need any kind of information or referrals for services, maybe guardianship, potty training, residential services, they can call our office and we can get them linked up. And then we have Coffee and Confidence and PG-13, which is a program for parents 0 to 6 and then 6 to 13, where we bring in speakers to talk about anything related to children, maybe it's special education needs. It might be estate planning, Medicaid waivers. So, you know, anything that deals with Down syndrome as it relates to the individual or to the family, we have a program or service for.
Wow, that's a lot. I think the big takeaway that I get from that is that you really are there for every stage of life for people with Down syndrome and their families, from birth with the welcome basket, with the diapers and the binkies and the things you need, all the way through adult programs and families and individuals that are grown-ups, adults that are living with Down syndrome. So right. That's just amazing. I mean, you really, as one organization in Houston, you guys take on a lot.
We're like a one-stop shop for Down syndrome. Correct.
And where are you located? Where's your
Our office is over on 290 in Tidwell, Northwest Houston.
Okay.
Now, our community groups are throughout the community, but our actual office, where our day program is, where our resource center is, where a lot of our activities are, here at our office on 290 in Tidwell.
Okay. But you mentioned you have groups like social media groups and other community groups for people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We have them in, you know, like I said, Baytown and Katy and Inner Loop. And a lot of those groups meet, like I said, online. Sometimes they meet in person. You know, we kind of let them, you know, manage the group as kind of what works best for that particular area.
That's great. And just to see the growth, it seems like every time I talk to you, there's a new program. Like you mentioned Club 21,
right?
When the adolescents and teens with Down syndrome can get together and the parents can have a night off. That's a fairly new program, right?
Yeah. Kat knows a little more of the history of that program, but yeah, that's something that we've just recently started.
Every time it seems like you guys identify a need and then create something new to help.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, for people with Down syndrome, you know, they want to be included in the community. It's all about inclusion. They don't want to be excluded. So, you know, our events, we not only try to include those with Down syndrome, but we include those with non-Down syndrome. For instance, last week we did Campability. It's a week-long camp that we do every summer that we bring in children with Down syndrome, but we also bring in their siblings that don't have Down syndrome, and they all do the same activities together. So, you know, for the Down syndrome community, inclusion is not just a buzzword. It's something we try to achieve.
Right. Because for everything that they deal with outside of your association, you know, is part of inclusion, like school and work.
Right.
And so you have to not only prepare the rest of the world to help those with Down syndrome, and then you got to prepare those with Down syndrome to work with everybody in the rest of the world and function. So.
Right, exactly. It used to be years ago, they were excluded from the community. Now we're trying to incorporate those with Down syndrome into the community.
Yeah, that's really great. So I know that it's a little bit of a ways away, but Kat, you were going to tell us also about the Buddy Walk that's coming up this fall.
Yes. So we'll be celebrating on November 5th, the 22nd annual Houston Buddy Walk.
Wow.
And it is going to be at Constellation Field in Sugarland. This event brings families from all over Houston together. And last year we had over 3,500 individuals there. And it's just a day to celebrate families and, you know, children with Down syndrome, the families support them. We have kids play areas, inflatables, face painting, vendors come in to sell their items. We also have resource providers there to assist the families if they need anything. And it's a fun time. You know, there's food, it's a little 1 mile walk, but it's just a way to celebrate the families. And you remind individuals with Down syndrome that they're just as special as everybody else. And they are superstars is what I like to call them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Is it too early to register or sign up for that?
No, you can sign up on HoustonBuddyWalk.org and you can create a team or you can walk alone. There's fundraising opportunities. We'll have lots of volunteer opportunities coming up here in about the next month. We'll be posting about them. But everybody's welcome to come to this event. It's not just for the families and the individuals with Down syndrome. It's for the community as a whole. And we always appreciate when anybody comes out to spend time with us and just gets to know a little bit more about Down syndrome and the individuals with them and help us educate everybody.
That's great. Well, now is a great time to get a head start on that. Go to HoustonBuddyWalk.org and sign up your team, you know, get some people together. I like that, a 1 mile walk. I think I could handle a 1 mile walk.
Right.
What's nice is to form a team, you know, there's no minimum to raise. You know, if your team raises $50 or $50,000, it all goes to fund those programs I talked about earlier. I mean, the Buddy Walk is not just our largest awareness event in the community, it's our largest fundraiser for the organization. We have a raffle drawing, so lots of vendors, lots of food, lots of goodies and giveaways. So it's a real fun event, and it's in November, so the weather is so much nicer.
So much better than what we're dealing with now.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, great. Thank you for catching us up on everything that you are doing with the Down Syndrome Association of Houston. We're so excited for you and for the Buddy Walk coming up in November. Once again, Glenn and Kat, thank you for joining us here and best of luck to you with everything going on.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Marina.
You.
Stand by for more of Around H-Town next. 104.1 KRBE.